That's the daily work of the school committee. It's the daily work of teachers and principals, and it's actually the daily work of parents. I think what we all say is that we love the diversity of Cambridge. We love the heterogeneity of thought, of culture, etc. We want people to be bringing different things to the table. And the question is, how do we create something that's not just a patchwork of different ideas, but how do we create something that's genuinely something creative and new, and draws on that diversity, but isn't always a zero sum. We'll give you this and we'll give you that. Some of the things that you mentioned, recess, etc., rigor, joy, these are not mutually exclusive. And I don't think anybody says I want my child to have a rigorous experience but not a joyful experience. And it's they're matters of degree, and some of it's a matter of language. So, for example, let's take something like recess. A parent might say, "I want 45 minutes of recess," and another parent says, "We really only need 30 because I want that extra 15 minutes used for math." Well, we have to think about math, recess as a learning environment where math is being used, and how do we connect what the students are doing? Maybe they're playing a self-generated game of kickball. Well, how does that relate to the math curriculum that's happening during the day? So we don't have strict, delineation between maybe recess and the math curriculum. And I think discussing that with parents, and I think discussion is key to resolving tension. And first of all, it's embracing tension and disagreement and saying this is good, because that's how we come to something new. And then I think working on our community discussion skills so that it doesn't become a you versus me, my group versus you group, but how, again, this kind of getting to yes idea.